There. Let's go. Pressing the same button.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rocon Show with Anna Taplantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Okay. Mayor Lightfoot, her first city council meeting was nothing short of memorable, totally memorable day, as we've just heard from some veterans who have covered city council throughout the afternoon here on WGN and throughout the day, really. She made it clear she will not be intimidated, that it is a new day for city council, and she won't be intimidated even by the city's longest-serving alderman. She proposed new rules of order, which Alderman Ed Burke, 14th Ward, took issue with. He objected to the rules, saying they are not gender neutral.
With regard to the sergeant at arms, Rule 49, the sergeant at arms and or her designee. Now, perhaps the person that crafted these rules was prescient and was expecting that there was going to be a female sergeant at arms.
Alderman on the face.
Alderman Burke, is your general concern that the rules have let me just ask the question, if I might. Is your general concern that the rules have a gender designation and not his or her? Is that the gist of it?
That's it.
And is there any other thing that you want to call to the chair's attention?
Anything.
No. All right, so, sir, we'll take your issue under advisement. We're going to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Alderman Harris.
It's like the Kendrick Lamar song.
And you heard the applause there. As she said that, it seemed he was trying to point out a serious flaw, and it was all about gender neutral terminology, which he's never really been known for fighting for feminist rights in the past. That hasn't been, and that's what Lori Lightfoot later said in a news conference. She spoke about the incident moments later.
Well, I'd never try to interpret what Alderman Burke and what's going through his mind and what he tried to achieve. But what I've said before, and maybe you missed it at the outset, is Alderman Burke is somebody who likes to test people. He likes to see if there are weaknesses. And he has attempted to do this in the past with me, and he's failed spectacularly every time. And every time he tries it, he will again fail spectacularly. I'm not going to start off my term as mayor with the city council putting up with somebody who is just playing games for the sport of it.
Yeah.
The people in the city expect us to do our jobs. They expect the government to actually work on behalf of the people and not have a Game of Thrones gamesmanship on the floor of the city council. I'm not having it.
Yeah, there you go.
She wasn't having it.
I'm sorry, can you...
Is what you're saying?
Well, look, we live in a democracy. People are going to have opinions about various issues. We're not going to always be aligned on every issue. But there's, as my mother would say, there's a time and a place for everything. And a way to do it is to follow the rules, follow the process. And political stunts, I don't have much taste for that.
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I just don't understand the move by Alderman Burke. If it is, as Mayor Lightfoot suggested, games, she's just playing games, you know, pushing or testing the mayor. There has to be other ways to do it. To take on this issue about gender pronouns and
Robert's Rules of Order.
I just feel like he's a villain already. He's under federal investigation. Everyone in Chicago is sort of seeing him as a poster child for what was, and Lori Lightfoot is what is. For him to choose that avenue to be a rabble rouser, to stake his flag in the ground, it seems very disingenuous, and it feels like just a missed opportunity. Not even an opportunity. Just a failure. On Alderman Burke's
seems
part.
Like a page out of his political playbook that she's actually seen before, as she headed up the playbook, the police board, and that he's sort of done this before to kind of needle you on small issues.
I have this image in my head of like a paperback of that playbook,
mm-hmm.
And it's got a bunch of little creased over triangles and different pages, and he's sitting there with his staff, and he's like, "What if we did gender pronouns?"
Yeah,
they're like, "Oh yeah, I guess it would."
Wasn't
work.
He the foie gras alderman too? He's kind of come up with some things in
that's
the past,
Nateris,
right?
But yeah,
oh, it was a Nateris. Okay, all right, but a different guy.
Days like today, I wish there was a Bert Nateris at City Council.
She also told Alderman Burke, by the way, "I will call on you when I'm ready to hear from you." So it's already starting, and she certainly had the support for her committee chairs though today. That passed without any problem. So it's a new day, and she's got new reforms, and we will see what Mayor Lightfoot has in store. Checking in at
number four.
Special counsel Robert Mueller finally spoke out publicly weeks after finishing the Russia investigation, releasing his report with the redactions. The attorney general did that, Attorney General Barr, to the public. He addressed both volumes of the report, particularly the concerns about whether they considered charging President Trump with obstruction of justice. Mueller reiterated that if they were confident, his office and the investigators were confident the president did not commit a crime, they would have said so, but they didn't.
Wow.
The order appointing me special counsel authorized us to investigate actions that could obstruct the investigation. We conducted that investigation, and we kept the office of the acting attorney general apprised of the progress of our work. And as set forth in the report, after that investigation, if we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime.
It's an amazing moment in American political history today.
It is.
And we're talking about it coming up here, but this essentially the saying that the Department of Justice believes you cannot
indict a sitting president
of the United States. That doesn't mean exonerated. That doesn't mean innocent. They just said they don't feel that the office or the Department of Justice should be in that game. That is Congress's role. He said that. There are other ways to go about it, Congress. And so the other way to go about it is impeachment. And so I'm fascinated by this because it does feel that the president, of course, has twisted the words of and the outcome of the Mueller report so much so that the man himself had to get up in front of a microphone.
Well, he's also trying to avoid testifying because he made it very clear. He left the Department of Justice today and he made it very clear. These are the only words I really have to say publicly on this issue. Full stop. There's nothing more I would say. I don't want to testify further. I don't want to state anything. We chose our words carefully and it should be the end of the story. But you know what's interesting here, too? The Attorney General Barr is saying this isn't what was communicated to me. And so there are doubts about why they're at odds with each other on that obstruction of justice characterization.
I think this clears the way for a Democrat Congress or House to start impeachment hearings.
You certainly hear growing calls for that from the Democrats and more pressure on Speaker Pelosi to do that.
If anything,
just that.
It follows the order and direction of what the Department of Justice special counsel has suggested.
Yeah.
That's all.
More to come. Renato Mariotti is our guest coming up in the 4:30, our next half hour, I should say. Checking in at
number 3.
James Holzhauer, the Jeopardy guy, Jeopardy James. He's moved well past the $2 million mark, keeping his winning streak alive and on the brink of breaking Ken Jennings' record. Holzhauer is now within $300,000 of Jennings' record 76-day streak. So it's the money streak that he's close to matching, not the day streak. Jennings talked about what a face-off against Holzhauer might entail.
Can I have my 2004 brain back if I play this guy? I think I could hold my own against him even today, but I would need some breaks. It would be all about who found the Daily Doubles. And usually on Jeopardy, I don't need a lot of breaks. You know what bothers me is when I hear people say Jeopardy James. I'm like, no. I'm that guy. You can't put Jeopardy in front of his name. I used to be the Jeopardy guy. This is a guy who wants to maximize winnings every time he's got the chance. That's what he does for a living. He's a gambler, and he's very comfortable with that. And, he's playing his game perfectly.
I don't know. I'd like to see. I guess I'd like to see that. I don't know. I thought it was really interesting that Jennings said, and I felt for him that he is a little bit bummed that he's not the Jeopardy guy anymore.
Yeah, that's probably true. Like I mean, they're both doing pretty well.
Well, he said it in such a way in this interview that I saw that I felt empathy that, that obviously meant something. And for him, he's no longer the Jeopardy guy.
Yeah, but how long is one going to hold an accomplishment like that in anything?
Yeah, right. You got to know it's going to be broken.
There's always going to be challengers.
But that guy Jennings, he was the Jeopardy guy for how many years? 10, 15 years or whatever.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Long time
to hold that record.
Exactly. So I could see right now he's just got his Jeopardy shirt on, sitting in his recliner in his house. He's just like, he's got a sad sack look on his face.
Alex Trebek, by the way, is saying he's got some good health news, too.
Yeah.
So we're rooting for him, even if we don't have to pick whether we're Team Jennings or Team Holzhauer. We're certainly Team Alex. So he is doing a little better. That's good to hear. We've got your two and your one coming up after the break. But first, let's check in with Kim Gordon, see what's coming up bottom of the hour in the news.
The Illinois House approves some changes to the state's gun laws.
Traffic sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Catch Living Healthy Chicago this Saturday, 9 a.m. Learn about the struggles and successes of everyday Chicagoans with health and fitness. Living Healthy, Saturday at 9 o'clock, WGN-TV.
Okay, we're in the middle of the top five at five and checking in at. Got it. Don't worry, I got it.
Number two.
I was about to do it for number two.
Thank you, Orion. During his monologue last night, Jimmy Kimmel joked about President Trump tweeting a defense for agreeing with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un's attack on former Vice President Joe Biden.
Everyone went nuts over the fact that he would side with a murderous dictator over an American former vice president, which led to this puzzling tweet this afternoon. He defended himself. He said, I was actually sticking up for sleepy Joe Biden while on foreign soil. Kim Jong-un called him a low IQ idiot and many other things, whereas I related the quote of Chairman Kim as much softer, low IQ individual. Who could possibly be upset with that? Hard to argue with that because it's completely insane.
There's a lot of insanity going on right now. Checking in at... Wait, let's hear it.
Number one.
Don't you dare close your eyes. Hold your breath to see.
Those with little boys and little girls know that that's the music of Aladdin. Four-year-old Madison Jade, well, she has an idea. She wants Disney to understand that Princess Jasmine does not need a man after seeing the animated version of the Disney movie Aladdin. Madison Jade had some strong opinions on the dynamic between the main characters, Princess Jasmine and Aladdin, before seeing that live-action version with Will Smith.
Bobby.
Yeah, baby.
The princess is indeed a princess to rescue her. She could rescue herself. You don't need a boy to take you to see the whole world by with the boy, cause not enough space on the carpet. So Jasmine can go by herself, or Aladdin can go by herself.
There's not enough space on the carpet.
Nope.
Oh, my God, I love her.
Well, I
she wants
thing.
Her own space. Who needs him? Who needs Aladdin? Yeah. Boy, this Disney's going to have to change some of their storylines for this next generation.
Don't need no man to see the world.
You don't need that. All right.
That's the message.
You go, girl.
The top five at five.
Has anyone seen Aladdin yet? The Will Smith version?
I heard it's really good, actually.
It got box office success, I guess.
Not according to Madison Jade. Two thumbs down.
Madison Jade is not happy with that. You know, isn't that a remarkable comment from a four-year-old to say?
She needs to see Brave. She would like Brave.
Brave is the Pixar, right? I remember that was so good. It was really, you know, she was like this strong girl who was supposed to be what? She's supposed to do all the things a princess is supposed to do, but she was fighting it all.
Yeah, she wants to be like a fighter. She doesn't want to marry a prince. She just wants to help rule the kingdom in a very strong, you know, but independent way. Mm.
And when they were trying to compete for her hand in marriage, she was like out competing him. Remember, she jumps out there and she's doing the
she's killing it in the archery and whatnot.
I took my son to see that film, and then me and my wife, and then I left Brave to go see, I think at the time it was Rock of Ages. Like, I snuck in to watch that one instead. A poor choice.
Yeah,
should have stayed with Brave. I saw it again on DVD, and I was like, "Why did I skip out on this one?" I just like had my mind made up on a rock.
It is a really good one. It really is.
Yeah, definitely one of the when they started kind of transitioning away from princess stories, that was definitely one of them.
Yeah,
was it your favorite? You think, Lauren?
Oh no, I mean, how do you pick a favorite between Disney and Pixar movies? I just really like the message of that one, and things like Moana, like all the ways that they're kind of changing the image of females and strong females.
Even Elsa and Anna, you know, there's a different message there, I think. It sort of is evolving over time. All right, it is time for the news, and it is sponsored by Townstone Financial. Here now is Kim Gordon.